100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
You know, here I am, an hour away from enjoying the weekend. Go see my uncle in Miami, call a little basketball over the weekend.
Nice weekend.
You know, got New Year's Eve on Monday. Looking forward to that show. We'll recap the national semifinal games, Alabama, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Clemson. We got some Saints we can talk about.
Talking playoffs, NFL.
We'll probably complain about the Pels. And here it is during the break. NFL Network, Good Morning Football, posted a video of another team that can go the distance in the NFC, not named the New Orleans Saints. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Sports Hangover. I'm Gus Kattengill. I'm shocked that I have any hair left because I've been pulling it out with these two to the left and right of me. Join the intern and you, the Reaper, a.k.a. What other names can I come up with you for?
Graf's already, he's already deemed me the Reaper.
Yeah.
It's never going to change.
No fun, Jay.
You know what happens when you try to take Graf's take credit for his lines.
I got to come up with something else. Anyway, welcome to the weekend.
Rebecca Hargrave.
Rebecca Hargrave. I like that.
Hey.
It is a little Rebecca Hargrave.
Sorry, I just threw up.
49-7, Auburn leading Purdue in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
I think they changed the name to the Auburn Bowl.
Jordan, what did you say? They already tied the most points ever?
Yeah.
All right.
Still have 4:17
left in the second quarter. Ended the hour, in case you missed it. Sean Payton with shocking news. Starting the game on Sunday for your New Orleans Saints, Theodore Bridgewater.
Theodore.
It will not be Drew Brees. Like, you should be shocked. I mean, come on again. But he has 8 yards. Stop it.
You know what I just thought of when you said that, Theodore?
Hmm.
We have Alvin coaches the Pelicans and Theodore coach quarterback in the Saints. Come we on. Just need one more.
Simon.
Who's the third chipmunk?
You know what? Simon.
Simon. We need a Simon.
You're a Simon.
We have Simon Cowell.
We don't have him.
You know what?
We need to trade for a Simon.
I'm honestly just trying to do a talk show. And this is where we're going? Simon, huh? Simon. My name for you.
I'm just saying it crossed my mind.
The graph calls you Reaper. You're Simon.
Simon what?
Well.
Simon says?
Simon. That's what it
Simon,
is.
Simon, so whatever I say, you have to do.
All right.
Simon says stop playing Rebecca Black.
I can't do that. Contractually obligated to play nothing but Rebecca Black on Friday.
I'd like to see that contract.
Lewis Riddick earlier today on ESPN.
You were right, I did.
The Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl now.
Let's just put it out there. Look, I believe in this, all right? I believe in ball control. I believe in running the football. I believe in being multiple in offense. And I believe in playing stifling defense with good special teams. Tell me where they can't do that. The key here is Mitch Trubisky. I've said it all year long,
yes.
Randy. Just don't turn the ball over. Hit the opportunistic big plays. And they have, look, 1-53, you tell me where they are so deficient roster-wise that they can't compete against anybody in the NFL. They're not.
There it is. Lewis Riddick, the Bears. Right? Good Morning Football, NFL Network.
If the Eagles get in the playoffs, this could end up being the greatest run we've ever seen in the NFL. And let me explain. Last year's run was great. But they were home. They beat the Falcons at home. They beat Case Keenum and the Vikings at home. If they sneak in after beating the Rams and the Texans in weeks 15 and 16 and then get this crazy scenario to happen where the Bears beat the Vikings and they get in, they would be the sixth seed in the NFC. That means at some point they would have to travel to Chicago in cold weather and beat the Bears, right? They would also have to then go into New Orleans and beat the Saints and do that. And then after that would have to go and probably play the Rams after that. That would be the most incredible 6-week stretch we've ever seen to get into that Super Bowl. And then they would have to go and win the Super Bowl in Atlanta. And here's the thing, with Nick Foles at quarterback, I don't doubt it happening.
Mm-hmm.
It could absolutely happen. You know. They have 27 players who were on that Super Bowl team last year. That is a lot of experience, a lot of trust, and a lot of faith. And they've got the one man that I believe in more than any other quarterback in the league right now, and that's Nick Foles.
You believe in Nick Foles more than any other quarterback in the league?
Just recent history. I cannot. I mean, every time he's in a big spot, this guy delivers.
You know what bothers me more than anything else? I got to watch what I spend in my life because I have a budget, because I don't make a ton. These clowns on national television, did you hear the ramblings of that madman just now? Did you? I don't think he could have repeated what he just said. He went through 72 scenarios, beating 50 teams, and then saying, and he can do it. And then he's going to choose the quarterback who didn't start the season. Well, he did. But then, is it the starter for the Eagles? He then chose a guy, not a Hall of Famer, not the guy that has 12 wins, 13 wins, possibly. No. Let's pick the quarterback with the team who's not in the playoffs right now. Do you see why I get frustrated?
He lost me when he
did
said.
Did you hear the rambling?
Nick Foles was like the greatest quarterback since sliced bread. That's where he lost me.
My God.
And I think he has the scenario backwards because they would have to go.
That's what I'm saying.
The three has to go to the two seed first, then come here in the championship. But that being said, Gus, that the Philadelphia Eagles are the team I fear the most. I do not want to see them in the playoffs.
What's the bartender's name? I mean, seriously, just send them over here. Go ahead. What? You just say what you want. I mean, it doesn't make any sense anymore.
You're not even worried about the Eagles with Nick Foles at quarterback.
They're not in the playoffs yet.
Do you think they will beat the Redskins? On Sunday, do you think that's possible that they could beat the Redskins?
I am not worried about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who I think like Will Allen's brother is quarterback in the Redskins.
You know the Saints played the Eagles this year, right?
Right.
Okay.
With Carson Wentz.
Oh, come on. You know.
So
Carson Wentz.
Do you think Chicago can beat the Vikings?
Apparently Chicago can win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it depends if they want to start their players or not, right?
Bottom line, it's not far-fetched.
It's
and there's something wrong.
You know what I haven't heard from you? In
what?
2 hours and 11 minutes. Not a single time have I heard you say the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. I haven't heard you say the Saints are going to the NFC Championship game.
I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
I think they'll make it to the championship game, but I'm concerned about them getting to the Super Bowl.
What do you want? What are you pointing to over here? What? What are you pointing to?
NFL Network, run-heavy, hard-nosed football.
Yep.
Can teams like Seattle and Ravens make
hey,
run
why not? Throw them in
the postseason?
Is there anybody else that's not? You know what? Why not the Falcons?
Hey, do you realize?
I mean, I know they can't technically make it, but why not?
Look,
let's find a way to make them a reason why the Saints can't win.
You cannot ask the Falcons to do anymore. They had a horrendous season, and they've screwed it up by probably going 7-9, and they'll draft in the 18th spot. We couldn't have asked for anything more from the Falcons. They've just been perfect this entire year.
Unbelievable.
From the city that called us the 7-9ers, we can now turn it on them and call them the 7-9ers. Just pull for the Falcons to win this week, and we're good.
I just, you know, I don't even know what to say, man.
I want to see this offense start playing better. I want to see them put teams away in the second and third quarter, much like Auburn's doing today in the bowl game. I want to see the Saints start putting people away like they were in the middle of the season. But, Gus, don't get upset about this because these are the types of things that get back to the team, and this is what you need, those guys playing with that chip on their shoulder, that people are disrespecting us. When people are making comments like this, it's the best thing for the Saints.
Anyway, more from the NFL Network.
A team like the Rams or the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes might just outscore everybody the way the Eagles did last year.
Or the Saints, but let's not forget the Seahawks.
Here we
go. They're the number six scoring team in the NFL. I mean, so they're right there. They're averaging about 27 points.
Hold on. Stop. Let's not forget the number six. The Saints are a higher scoring team than them, are they not?
Yes.
Okay. But this analyst just said, let's not forget the sixth best scoring team. I just, let's continue.
The game. So even though they play that style, they can score when they have to score.
And this year, Chris Carson is their first 1,000-yard rusher since Marshawn Lynch in 2014. Here they went.
Hey, if they get down to the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl,
give it to Chris Carson.
Give Chris Carson the ball.
Not me. I'm drop kicking it with Dixon.
Yes, that's your winner.
I don't.
Hey, did you get a blood pressure machine for Christmas?
I don't even know what this is.
Because I think you need one.
What do I say?
Are the Vikings going to beat us too? Maybe that's another thing we could say.
They're not getting in the playoffs because the Eagles are. Remember?
800-998-1003. Does anybody think the Saints can win?
I think they can.
No, you don't.
No, I do think they can.
You gave every other team the opportunity and a chance to win.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's right.
That's well said. Gus, you can handle the truth.
You know what? I just want somebody to call, give Jay and Jordan some reason, since apparently they don't listen to me.
Hey, I was the first one that said the Saints were going to the Super Bowl. I had the Saints and the Steelers. I'm in danger of losing the Steelers. That was before the season started. So the way this team is playing, Gus.
They're injured on the offensive line.
So why do you think they're going to be healthy in the first game that they have to play in the playoffs?
Because they're going to be.
Because you said so?
Yes.
Ah, that's what I didn't factor in.
Magically.
That's what I forgot to factor in.
Yep.
Gus said so.
First off, they're going to be healthier, okay, than they are now. Secondly, they're not playing anywhere other than their environment that they're comfortable in doing it, right? They can run the football. They can pass the football. They can also play good defense. I mean, you know, the reasons I'm hearing all these, oh, my, it's 56-7. Now with 2:01 left in the first half. Gus Malzahn not putting his foot off the gas, is he?
Yeah, I think the eighth graders need to play the second half.
Yeah, wow. Well, again, what do you want them to do? It's just
put the eighth graders in.
Fly route. All right, so the Saints have shown they can win in a handful of ways. This is why I don't understand why people can't think they can win, though.
I think they can win. It's just they're not playing their best game. In case nobody realized what was going on, Pittsburgh moved the ball up and down the field at will. It took the Saints defense getting those two turnovers, and my concern is if those turnovers dry up in the playoffs, you out. And it only takes one loss, Gus.
Le'Veon Bell plays for the Steelers this year. Where are they?
I think they're in the playoffs.
Oh, my gosh.
If Le'Veon Bell's playing.
They've blown four of the last five games with leads in the fourth quarter, right?
We lose that game last week if we.
Who's like that, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you.
I still think they're in the playoffs if Le'Veon Bell's there.
Of course they're in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
They're probably playing for the number one seed.
Or I think that's fair.
Okay. But you're talking about them like they're literally a terrible team in the AFC.
No, they moved the ball up and down the field without Le'Veon Bell. What would they have done if Le'Veon Bell would have been out there against our defense?
They win.
Yeah.
The Saints won.
I get it.
They made a play. They made plays to win.
How many weeks in a row have we relied on those turnovers late in the game to pull a game out?
Dude, but
you got to stop putting yourself in that position.
Then how would you see scoring a touchdown to win a game any different than making a play on defense?
It's not. It's not any. I would be just as concerned if the Saints were driving the length of the field on offense every game at the trailing by four and pulling the game out on the last second play. Right. I'd be just as concerned because they're putting themselves in bad positions. If Tomlin doesn't fake the punt, do you win that game?
Troy, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Thanks. Jay, question for you, man.
What you got?
In 2013, you're so scared of the Eagles. Who was the quarterback of the Eagles when the Saints beat them in the playoffs?
Who was that? Nick Foles?
It was Nick Foles.
Right. Doug Peterson wasn't the head coach, though.
He demolished the Eagles this year. On top of that, Le'Veon Bell, if he played last week, the Steelers win. We have the number one rush defense. I can't believe what I'm hearing today, man. This is ridiculous. The Saints are awesome right now. They have 13 wins, about to go to 14, and you're no shot?
I'm not saying they don't have a shot, Troy.
That's a new name, No Shot Jay.
I never said they don't have a shot.
No, it's No Shot Rebecca Black. This is ridiculous. Come on.
Here's the thing. Doug Peterson was not the coach of the Eagles when we beat him in the playoffs. Nick Foles was the quarterback.
So he was the coach this year when we blew him out the water.
And Carson Wentz was the starting quarterback.
Oh, come on. Carson Wentz
is
a good quarterback.
He did it last year.
This team is playing better with Nick Foles than they ever did.
And so are we. We played the Steelers last week who have an awesome defense, awesome offense.
Yeah.
And we beat them.
Yeah.
When we play. Troy, when we played the Eagles earlier in the year, we were playing better than we are right now. Can you agree with that?
To an extent. We scored 31 points last week. And
right.
Also,
thank you.
You talk about the turnovers. Would you rather us be negative in the turnovers?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Give the ball away and not get it?
My point is you can't put yourself in a position where you're relying on a turnover to pull a game out. That's my point.
What I've come to understand, you can't win this argument with you.
Thank you, Gus. I think you should just
quit going to Old Saints on Fridays. Man, go somewhere else. It's crazy. Bye, guys.
Have a good one, Troy.
See? You just gave Troy a heart attack.
You gave him a heart attack.
What's going on here? I don't know. Like I said, I've yet to hear in 2 hours and 15 minutes, now 19 minutes, why you don't think the Saints can do this.
I think they can do it. You keep changing my words.
No,
I never said they can't do it.
I'm
saying they've got
to
stop putting themselves in bad positions.
You talk about another team and their defense and how good they are, and they put their teams in positions to win. The Bears, the Seahawks, the Cowboys. They put their teams in positions to win. They're good. The Saints do the same thing. You're concerned.
No. Drew Brees has struggled.
Why do you like the Bears?
Why do I like the Bears?
Because
of Khalil Mack and that defense.
The defense. Okay. Why do you like the Seahawks?
Because of their defense.
Why do the Cowboys beat the Saints?
Because of their defense.
Okay. So if the Saints defense is making plays and winning games, why is it not a concern for the Bears, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys, but it's a concern for New Orleans?
Can you not say that Drew Brees has struggled with physical defenses?
Why is it a positive for them?
I am answering your question.
But not for the Saints.
It is a positive for the Saints, but the Saints didn't dominate Pittsburgh last week on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, they had games.
They got some turnovers,
half,
and
right?
they got some breaks that went their way. If they don't get the pass interference call against Kamara in the end zone, they don't win the game, Gus.
It's unbelievable. You're like the Alabama fan that's upset they didn't win by 50 points.
No way.
They're undefeated.
No way.
So now you're telling me the Saints have to win with the offense smoking teams, the defense winning without turnovers, and the game can't be close, and they have to lead in the fourth quarter. That's a hell of a checklist
for the Saints
to be good.
When the Saints won the Super Bowl in 2009, were they relying on turnovers at the end of the game with the game on the line?
Trent.
Or were they getting them earlier in the game?
Thanks for calling us on the Sports Hangover. You got Trent?
Hey, Gus. I hear a lot of all the other teams winning on defense, but none of the Saints winning on defense. We make enough points for our defense to stop plays and get our offense back on the field. But no one says our defense make enough plays, and we do, to win the game. So why our defense can't be, we're not number one, but we can be in the top 10.
Right.
So why we can't make enough plays, and we make enough plays on defense just to win the game. We don't have to put up 60, 70 points to win a game, as long as our defense holds.
Trent, I'm with you. I thought it was a positive that Drew Brees doesn't have to throw a touchdown and you win a game. I thought it was a positive that the Saints don't have to put up 200-plus, 300-plus yards of offense, and they can win. That's the difference between the teams in the past as now. The Saints can, here we go, Jay, rely on their defense to help, if not win games. Isn't that a positive?
I agree with that.
Right.
I agree with that completely.
Well, then why are you concerned about the defense having to make plays?
Because
isn't that what they're doing?
Because the Bears offense really don't put that many points on the board.
Thank you.
To say they can keep up with the Saints.
But what
and
happens?
We can put up 25, and the Bears only put up 17. Their defense can't hold.
But, Trent, exactly what you just said is what concerns me. Everybody is under the assumption that our offense is automatically going to get 31, 28 points, somewhere in that area, in every playoff game. The defenses get amped up in the playoff games. And also, coaches preach to the team, to their players, do not turn the ball over. Turnovers become a lot harder to get during the playoffs than they do in the regular season. If the Bears get us in a game, it's 9-9 in the fourth quarter, all bets are off. That's anybody's game. And the Saints have to stop putting themselves in that position. And instead of being in a 9-9 game in the fourth quarter, they need to be in a 21-9 game in the fourth quarter with them holding the lead and the Bears desperate. That's my point.
Right. And I go back to the Baltimore game to where we did just enough to win the game.
Yes.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. You feel my pain. Enjoy the weekend, Trent. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Read back to you.
I know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like I'm in two orders.
Exactly. Take the quick break. We come back. One angry truck driver has
something
to say. We'll hear what he has. 800-998-1003. Keep them coming because I don't know what else I can say because the NFL Network, but CBS, everyone is telling me and is trying to tell me at least why everyone but the Saints can go to the Super Bowl. Teams not in the playoffs right now. Your Eagles.
See, nobody said the Saints
Eagles
can't go to the Super Bowl.
Need to win and need another team to lose. But the team that can rust their starting quarterback, Drew Brees, nah. Don't buy him. Nah.
You like changing people's words,
what
don't you?
What a joke. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN.
Do you listen?
Oh, yeah. For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
Home IQ from Vision Communications is smarter security and home automation. From your smartphone, tablet, or PC, activate and monitor your security system, lock and unlock your doors, view and record video, control your thermostat and lights, all on one easy-to-use app and website. With Vision's Home IQ, home is where your handheld is. Visit viscom.net/homeIQ to learn more. Louisiana license F1256.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Mark chiming in. Does Jay work for Dr. Kevorkian? There he is.
Jay, wow, we haven't heard Dr. Kevorkian in a while.
That could be another nickname for you as well, as you can drive people to do things that they shouldn't do. 800-998-1003.
This ought to be interesting, though.
One angry truck driver. It is. Eric, you're on deck, but first, one angry truck driver, go.
I'm chilling, minding my own business, and somebody texts me, B, turn on the Sports Hangover. Either Jay has lost his mind or he's trolling. Well, if you're going to troll, you got to have the ultimate troll come on the show and join you.
Okay.
So, Jay, I have a few questions for you, brother. You said the Saints can't play physical defenses that Brees has struggled, right?
I didn't say that. I said
it
the Saints.
Like you said Brees struggled against physical defense.
Right. Yes, Breeze does. He has struggled against physical defenses in the past. I didn't say the Saints do not play physical defense.
No. I don't play. Couldn't play against physical defenses. So I'd like to ask you one question and one question only.
Go ahead.
How many games have the Saints lost this year to a physical defense? I'll wait.
They lost two.
What two did they lose against physical defense? Because Tampa doesn't have them.
Well, that's a good point. They won to Dallas.
Oh, just one day.
Yeah. How many did you play, though?
How many did you win?
You won a few.
That's Baltimore. That's, you know, at the time they played the Redskins. The Redskins
Minnesota.
Were one of the best defenses.
Yep, they were.
Minnesota was a really good defense. But the Rams, they basically hung half a hundred on in the first quarter. Yeah.
How many, what, three first-round drop picks on the D-line?
Should I keep going?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick. When they were playing the Eagles, Rams, and Ravens, those teams you just rattled off, can you tell me that offense looks the same today as it did back when they were beating those teams?
Whose offense looks the same as it did weeks ago? Whose offense? Do the Patriots look the same? Do the Chiefs? Do the Rams? Whose offense looks the same as it did a few weeks ago?
It doesn't matter.
It's
but
December football.
Your Super Bowl champion is usually your team who does look the best around this time of the year.
And guess who looks the best this time of year? The team that isn't losing, even though they aren't putting up half a hundred anymore. Mm-hmm. What team is looking better than the Saints right now when they're 13-2, they have the best record in the NFL, and they're not even playing their best football? That's what we like to call a winning team.
So do you think the offensive line is going to be completely healthy when we go to the playoffs?
Yes.
Wow, I don't.
No one's completely healthy.
They just beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No one's completely healthy.
Teron Armstead, injured.
Right.
Zach Unger, injured. Ryan Ramczyk, injured. And they still beat one of the most physical defenses they will play all year in the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were desperate for a win, needing to get into the playoffs, and have two of the best receivers to help their defense, because what can you do against the Saints that most teams can't do? You got to score with them. The Saints have become such a great team that you have to hope that they have a bad game, and then you have to hope that you have your best game.
Bingo.
And they still win.
Yeah. Will Clapp, Cameron Tom, Andres Pete, the whole left side of the line at Carolina, Jay, completely different on a game-winning drive, because you're ripping the offense here. Didn't they move the football and produce a scoring and go-ahead drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You all are talking about the regular season. We're talking about the playoffs.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season except the fact that you got home field advantage.
It gives you reason to believe they can continue to do it. They expect you. I mean, it gives you reason to hope and believe and feel that they're capable of doing that. They've shown you.
Yes, they're capable of doing it. Everybody's talking like we're going to do it. And it's like the offense, all of a sudden the offensive line is going to get magically healthy.
They've done it 13 times this year.
How long
with health, without health.
How long was Teron Armstead out resting his pec?
Right.
And he lasted a couple of series, and he's hurt again.
Uh-huh.
But he's magically going to be healthy for the playoff run.
Okay, so even without him, did they win games?
Yes.
Okay. What's your point then?
You're now playing the best of the NFL in the playoffs week
right.
in and week
who's
out.
Who's the best team in the
you're
NFC?
Not, you're not
record
getting
wise,
Tampa Bay in there.
Record-wise, who's the best team in the NFC?
Saints.
Okay.
Was Green Bay, when they were the sixth seed, the best team in the NFL when they won the Super Bowl? It's who's playing the best going into the playoffs.
And you don't think they're playing the best?
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
You tell them I'm coming!
Unbelievable.
And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
By the way, Larry Warford, Teron Armstead, Jerron Bushrod, all out for the game as well. Quick break, we come back. Eric and others, as the lines keep ringing, somebody help me here, because I'm losing my sanity.
I'm extremely concerned.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. You all think this is like a walk in the park.
No,
this is called the NFL playoffs.
No one said walk in the park, but you're giving the Saints no hope.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are.
They have to stop
There's
putting themselves.
There's a gentleman right here having a beverage with the Saints shirt, and he's shaking his head. It's been 2 hours and 33 minutes, and you haven't given me one reason you think the Saints can go to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. They can go to the Super Bowl.
Give me one reason.
Because they're one of the better teams in the NFL, but they're not playing like it. But they're not playing like it right now, Gus.
Somebody help me. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line.
During the New Year, New Ride season ending sale.
The 2019s are here.
And all 2018s must go.
We have new 2018 Outlanders with our season ending price of just $19,995.
That's right, a new 2018 Outlander that comes with heated seats and Apple CarPlay for just $19,995.
At Barker Mitsubishi, we have a new ride for you.
A new 2018 Eclipse Cross.
And you can drive home for just $19,995
for either a new 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander or Eclipse Cross.
Now, those are some real season-ending savings.
Plus, these new Barker Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
So come save during a new year, new ride, season-ending sale.
Only at Barker Mitsubishi.
Where St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com.
18KT015, MSRP 2586, 2865, yield discount. Sounds factory rebate, item number 18T128, MSRP 244-25, have a 90 bill discount. 2,500 factory rebate, CC10L, CDO, detail. Once you see which now MIEV, is January 2nd, 2019.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim, one-hand alley-oop, smash down by Anthony Davis. No, he didn't. Picks it up, shoots for three. Good, good, good. True Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Monday at 7
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Give your golfer lessons or club fittings from Golf Tech and make this holiday one they will celebrate for years to come. Holiday gifts starting at $125. Visit golftech.com/gifts to buy online or to find your nearest Golf Tech Center. That's golftech.com/gifts.
Swing better, play better. Golf Tech.
Hello, I'm Terry Harris with ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. There's no time more fitting to say thank you and wish you and yours happy holiday season and a happy new year of health, happiness, and prosperity.
T-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Jay Hargrave, I want to know, I have you recorded. I already know what your answer is going to be here. Do you think the Saints can win the Super Bowl, Joey?
The sack of suds.
This is what it sounds like when you're talking right now.
Convenience store. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, mm-hmm. He didn't kill anyone.
I didn't.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
No, it's not.
Not really.
No, it's not.
We haven't even gotten the Gentry yet.
But anytime we can get my cousin Vinny in, I'm good.
Michael.
Don't get me started
on Gentry.
Thanks
for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, Gus. What's going on, man?
What's up, my man?
Well, let me ask you a question, because Jay Hargrave sounded like he's from another state, and I really think he's from Louisiana. Jay, I'll give you partial credit on this fourth quarter situation that the Saints are putting themselves in, but I just want, I'm going to rattle this off to you. If you look at the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm driving, so I'm going by memory. If you look at the Rams, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the New England Patriots, Houston, look at all those teams and tell me how well those teams have played in the last 3 weeks.
A valid
Nobody is lighting up the scoreboard anymore. I mean, the Bears that everybody's anointing the Super Bowl champions almost lost to the Packers at home and the 49ers. So let's not jump off the cliff here with the New Orleans Saints sitting here. They haven't been playing as well as they have been. I grant you that. But Let's look at the turnover margin that Bobby Hebert speaks of every time he talks on the radio of how important that is. If you're on the plus side of that, you should win the game. So talking about turnovers and relying on turnovers, hey, man, that sounds like a plus differential on that, right?
Exactly.
And you have to look at this as well. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
If you look at all of the coaches that are out, well, with the exception maybe of Belichick and Brady, look at the experience and leadership of having been there before with Peyton and Breeze, turning this little funk that we're in, which is really not a funk, but I guess the little funk we're in around. And any of those teams having to come and having these crazy, I won't even say the expletive, but crazy New Orleans Saints fans in the Superdome, you think Mitchell Trubisky is ready for that insanity? You think Nick Foles is ready for that insanity? I mean, God, I think that's going to be a big plus right there.
Well, I know, I'll say this, Michael. It's one of the reasons yesterday and most of this week. Thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Want to continue the calls to come in here. One of the things I said, Jay, I needed reasons other than dome field advantage. I needed reasons other than the stadium as to why people think the Saints can go. And mine is, at the top of the list, they can win in a number of different ways.
I agree with you completely.
They're not dependent on the passing game. They're not dependent on Breeze throwing 4 or 5 TDs. They're not dependent on turnovers and making plays. The offense has won games. Defense has won games. Special teams, Taysom Hill at Tampa Bay, has been able to come up and make some plays, you know, the block punt, things like that. So that's what a winning team does. That's what a team that is a championship-caliber team does. That's what makes them difficult to beat. That, hey, I'm going to take this away. Well, they can hurt me with this. Fine, I'll stop this, but then their defense can also stop this as well. They're, to me, they're as complete and as well-rounded a team as I've seen in the Peyton era.
Absolutely, I agree with that completely. Michael was right there. He had valid points, and that's why you're seeing all these stories about this team can win it. This team can win it because the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots, everybody is not playing very well right now. There's got to be concerns with their fans also that there's a chance they're not going to win it. And he hit at the point of the turnover. He's right there, but it's the point that everybody's missing. We've been getting the turnovers every game. What happens if we don't? I mean, what happens if we lose the turnover?
What happens if Khalil Mack twists an ankle?
I get it, but everybody's talking like we're going to win the Super Bowl.
We're not going to yet.
You still have to play the games out.
I am definitely with you in that it is not a walkthrough. No one says it's walkthrough. But it's not. You're playing for the Super Bowl. The playoffs are teams that are either division winners or teams that are good. I mean, look, when the Saints went in 09, they didn't play bums. I mean, going by your philosophy, should they have won the game against the Vikings then?
Which one?
The NFC Championship game.
No, you didn't make the play at the end of the game.
Okay. Tracy Porter did, though, right?
Right. That's the finite line I'm talking about,
hey,
Gus.
But they made the play. I mean,
right.
You don't sit there and you don't ever sit there and go, man, that 2019, luckiest champion.
I'm not
ever.
Saying they were lucky.
They made plays. I mean, the Saints went to the Super Bowl because of a turnover. The Saints won the Super Bowl because of a turnover. Yet you're trying to tell me you're concerned because the Saints are relying on turnovers.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's why, Gus.
West Bank Peter, you're up. You can continue, Jay, after West Bank Peter. What's up, West Bank Peter?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Just to piggyback on what you guys are saying right there, the Saints are going to win mainly because the opportunistic defense, and we're showing that we can win in multiple ways. We have a running game. We have a passing game. Drew's finally getting more confidence in the inexperienced wide receivers. And then especially the Cowboys game, you were talking about the pass interference that we would have lost to Pittsburgh. What about the targeting call on the Cowboys? If they make that call, we get a first down. We're 20 yards away from a tying field goal and possibly
yards.
Even winning the game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, yeah, opportunistic defense, and we can win in a multitude of ways. And when he needs to make a play, he can go to Kamara on Michael Thomas with Ginn back. He's going to take the top off the defense so they can't double-team Michael Thomas. I mean, we can win in any kind of way you want.
basically. So that's why we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
13-2. Thank you, West Bank Peter. Appreciate the phone call.
Listen, I hope he's right. I hope we do go
there
to the Super Bowl. But
hope he's right. Not confident.
No, I'm not confident. Here's the point, Gus. Looking at that Steeler game, all right, what did we do? First play of the game, handed to Ingram, 8 yards. Mm-hmm. Gave it to Ingram again. First down, you'd picked up 12 yards on two running plays. What did we do? Throw the football. Why? You have an opportunity. I think Sean missed the opportunity to establish the running game like they did last year. Anyone who's watched the Saints play this year cannot tell me they're running the ball like they did last year. They're not committed to running the ball. You're not wearing those defensives out. You're, once again, we all sat around and said, we don't need Drew throwing the ball 40 times a game. We need to keep stay balanced like this. Now what are we doing? Throwing the ball on every possession. And no one seems to be concerned about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the injuries that have happened to the offensive line maybe have hindered some of the play calls and some of the type of things that you can do?
To a point, yes, but pass protection is probably the worst thing you can ask a backup offensive
right.
line to do.
Has he been hit? Has he not been getting hit and pressured a lot more as of late, Drew Brees?
Yes. So why aren't you running the football?
Hey, I know. I hear you. They're trying to do that.
That's my concerns about this team. That people have just seemed to be like, oh, it's no big deal. We're still going to win it. We're going to find some kind of a way to win. That's the attitude I've seen too many times people get burnt on. This is always going to happen. We're counting on those two turnovers, and it doesn't matter that they're in our red zone. We're only up by three, and there's 2 minutes left in the game. We're going to get a turnover, and everybody's going to be sitting there watching the TV going, oh, no, we didn't get the turnover. We're out the playoffs.
More often than not, they have. Falcons.
Yeah, they have. It
Cowboys.
Takes 1 week is my point, and everybody's saying, oh,
okay,
you just think we're going to get beat.
I'm not a betting man, but the odds are the fact that if you've done it, most of the 16 weeks that you've played, chances are when you need them to do it, it may happen again.
It may. Key word.
Well,
it may.
Well, hell.
You didn't say it's going to happen again.
A catch may happen.
Exactly my point, Gus.
Oh, my God.
We can win the Super Bowl, but we also are in a dangerous position right now because of what this team is relying on.
It's unbelievable to me. I'm shocked.
Listen, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm not sitting here one Friday after a loss.
13 wins, and you basically have talked about the Saints like they're just, I mean, dumb luck has gotten them the number one seed.
I never said dumb luck.
Dumb luck.
I never said the turnovers were luck.
Dumb luck, and the other
teams didn't make plays. I said the turnovers can dry up at some point.
Jeez.
And if you keep putting yourself in that position that you're relying on the turnover and it dries up,
the statement of putting yourself in the position, know it. The other team makes plays, too.
Yes, they do.
Hey, the other team played defense, the Cowboys. The other team in Pittsburgh made fantastic throws and catches. You're
yes.
not putting your – it's not like the Saints walk in there and go, we scored a touchdown. Here you go. Here's three drives you can score on.
Here's the thing, Gus. If your offense is – and I'm not saying they're struggling, but they don't look like they did in the past, and it happens for multiple weeks in a row, there's reason to believe that defenses have figured something out.
All right. Well, you can say that about a lot of the different offenses on there, right?
You can say it about the Rams and the Chiefs, too.
Pretty much all the top offices in the NFL are having trouble right now, aren't they?
Right.
Okay. Who's the number one seed in one conference, though?
The Saints.
Okay. I mean,
So should we just not play the playoffs and give the Saints the Super Bowl trophy?
You're saying why even bother? Why play?
No, you're saying we shouldn't play and just give us the trophy because we're number one seed and we won 13, 14 games, 14 if we beat Carolina this week.
Last break.
Give us the trophy. Let's not even play the game. We don't need to.
Unbelievable.
We're going to get a turnover anyway, so we don't need to go out there.
Still got
That's what you're saying.
If you want to go after Jay here, have fun. 800-998-1003. I'm just going to sit here and eat some Touchon delay for us. What do you think? Sound good?
Yeah, we don't need to play the game, so we can just go. We can preview baseball
you're
now.
You're telling me why? Why even
we got
play? Because you're going to lose.
I didn't say we're going to lose.
Yeah, that's
I said
I've
I'm concerned that we are going to lose.
Sports Hangover continues next. Put a wrap on it on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you not listen to your wife like this?
During the new year, new ride season ending sale.
The 2019s are here.
And all 2018s must go.
We have new 2018 Outlanders with our season ending price of just $19,995.
That's right, a new 2018 Outlander that comes with heated seats and Apple CarPlay for just $19,995.
At Barker Mitsubishi, we have a new ride for you.
A new 2018 Eclipse Cross.
That you can drive home for just $19,995.
$19,995 for either a new 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander or Eclipse Cross.
Now, those
those are some real season-ending savings.
Plus, these new Barker Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
So come save during the new year, new ride season-ending sale.
Only at Barker Mitsubishi.
Where St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Homa.
Or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com.
18KT015, MSRP 2580, 2865, dealer discount, design factory rebate, item number 18T128, MSRP 24425, have a 90 dealer discount, 2500 factory rebate, TC10LC deal detail. 16 IMIEV, and January 2nd, 2019.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Do you need extra cash for the holidays? If your answer is yes, then Home and Credit is the answer. They have loans for $300 and a fast, friendly service with payments to fit your needs. Forget the high fees of payday loans and don't let the Grinch steal your holidays. Call or come by Home and Credit, West Park Avenue in Homa. They even accept phone applications. Call 223-1085 or check them out on Facebook. Home and Credit, locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I'm a loser.
We're going to be smart, and yet our message all week is this is a chance for us to, you know, get a 14th win, which has never been done before, and but I'm not going to go through the whole lineup. And Bridgewater will start at quarterback, and let's just leave it at that. He's had a good week of preparation, and he's throwing it really well.
Head coach Sean Payton a little bit ago at the end of practice announcing that Teddy Bridgewater will start, and he is going to be smart, and you heard him kind of say that, not going to go through the whole roster. Jay, you made that point earlier in the show when we started. I think you're going to see some guys maybe get out there, but you can't not play all of the players. You only have so many. So you can't make everyone inactive. You're going to have to dress them just in case. Doesn't mean that Cam Jordan and Thomas don't see a ton of action, but they have to be dressed in case whoever's playing for them gets injured.
You get some injuries.
Yeah, you need to put them
some
in.
Starters so, may have to go in.
You know, obviously Drew Brees, again, you know, you have two quarterbacks, whether it be Taysom Hill and him. Maybe he's inactive. You know, but it'll be interesting to see who's inactive, who doesn't get the playing time in the starts here more than anything else. But you heard him say it, being smart. Look, I just saw on Twitter, Todd Gurley may not even go. The Rams are not even thinking about this game, too.
Everybody's already thinking about the playoffs.
It is what it is. And look, I think one thing that we've all looked at over the last 3 hours here, the NFC playoffs are going to be a challenge.
It's going to be tough, man.
They're absolutely going to be. What I like and what I feel confident about with the black and gold is this. They have played tough games.
Yes.
They're battle-tested.
They are battle-tested. Okay? Agree.
To me, that part of the schedule where it was Minnesota, Baltimore back-to-back there and then winning and coming here and taking on the Rams and doing what they did, they showed me they can play good defenses. They can play against, you know, on their – again, they went 7-1 on the road. So while you're not going to play on the road this postseason – to do that and accomplish 7-1 on the road tells me you can win many different ways. You can win in elements. You can handle noise. You can handle pressure. You can handle communication. You're a mature team. You know that you're there for business. You're not there for other things. All of those things translate into making me feel confident about you when you have to win one game to move on or you go home.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a culmination of things that you've done. And I guess that's what my side of the argument has been about this today. It's fine, and no one's saying that you're wrong, not just you, but everyone else, in saying, hey, look at Seattle, they're playing hot. Absolutely. I mean, if you can avoid them in that first round, yeah, sure. Not saying that the Bears defense had been, it's absolutely the reason why they are. They've done a remarkable job. You can go up and down the line with some of these teams that what they've done that. Still, one team has won more games than the others.
Yes.
And that has to be said by something. And more importantly, that bye week. Some of those teams we're referring to, other than the Bears, right, are going to have to play a game first, physical
game. That's huge.
And then come here and then play another game on a team that's, no, they're not going to be, no, the entire line's not going to be fully rested. They're better than if they had to play next week.
Yes.
And they're not playing this week. So they're getting a two-week break. 2 weeks to a professional football player, man, that seems like a month to them.
It's a vacation.
Okay, so you get treatment for two straight weeks. You get all of that. So, we'll see. It'll be fun.
The point is, Gus, and you nailed it right there, to win one game and to move on. That's all it is.
That's it.
There's no tomorrow if something doesn't go your way. And it takes a bad penalty, a bad turnover, not getting the turnover, and all of a sudden you're on the outside looking in. Or a missed tackle that happened in Minnesota last year.
Hey, lively debate. Thank you for the phone calls. Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening, and those that showed up here at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap as well. Got Clemson, Notre Dame. I'm going Notre Dame.
I'm going
and
Notre
Alabama.
Dame and Alabama.
And it's going to be an ugly national championship.
I do agree.
As well. Let's have fun. Bowl games tonight following AFR here as well on ESPN New Orleans. Have a happy and safe weekend. We'll see you Monday, 12 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Be ready to bring it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
See y'all later. Adios on ESPN New Orleans.